The RIAA has a very clear interest in protecting intellectual property rights. Folks who download songs on through certain internet services are stealing. It's theft. My concern is to make sure that the penalty fits the crime. And my concern is to make sure that those who are doing something wrong are the ones who are targeted and not the mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or somebody of some kid. And that in the end, we're not wiping out some family savings because some kid downloaded for his own use, some songs, off the internet. So yes, there we're dealing with legitimate protection of intellectual property right, intellectual property issues. We're dealing with conduct that is theft, that's wrong. But I'm concerned about whether does the penalty fit the crime.
What do you think is an appropriate punishment for downloading copyrighted music without paying for it?
I think there should be some financial penalty at a minimum, but I don't know if a kid's downloaded 50 songs to find him have his family pay $17,000, empty out his college fund. Can't tell you that's the right thing to do. I need to take a look to see what's going on out there. Is the response of the industry abusive?
Have you or any member of your family ever used these sites?
I will tell you that I did download songs a while ago when Napster was first out. Probably never thought about it, but since then I learned the errors of my ways.
You remember what you downloaded from Napster?
Yeah, Bob Dylan.
All right, Senator, thanks a lot for your time.
Got it. Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
We live in a political world. Love don't have any place. We're living in times where men commit crimes, and crime don't have a face.
The RIAA says it will cooperate with Coleman's inquiry. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.
We live in-